You have many women in your life. By women, I'm not talking about wives and girlfriends. I'm talking about one wife. I'm talking about daughters, daughters-in-law, possibly granddaughters. The challenge with all of these women that you love and that love you is this, is that your role as a man is to love them well and to let them know that they are worthy to be pursued. In this episode, we interview the founders of the Free Bird Initiative and their brilliant plan to help you as a man love the women in your life and change the lives of women who are rescued out of the sex trafficking industry.
It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who was actually in the arena, whose face is marked by dust and sweat and blood.
Welcome to the Men in the Arena podcast, sponsored by Mountain Tough Fitness Lab, where we interview specialists in the realm of manhood. Each of our guests is an expert in their chosen field or cause as it relates to men. Our conviction is to call you into the arena of manhood, call you out of the faceless, nameless bleachers, and call you up to be the best version of you. Because when a man gets it, everyone wins. Enjoy today's episode.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, Paul says, I discipline my body and make it my slave. You know, we often forget, guys, that God has called us to steward the bodies he gave us so that we'll be ready, healthy, and spiritually dangerous to fight the good fight, whether it's working at your job, serving your God, protecting your bride, or being a great dad to your kids. That's why we're so excited to partner with Mountain Tough Fitness Lab. Mountain Tough Fitness Lab is run by Christian men who are passionate about training you to be your best version and to stay dangerous and ready for God. Join me on my journey by going to mountaintough.com. That's MTNTOUGH and getting your free 6-week trial when you type in the code ARENA30. You won't be disappointed. Stay dangerous. What type of dad are you? Guys, in my 35 years of ministry, I've noticed that guys basically fall into two categories. And in those categories, there are four types of dad or four phases that you pass through as a dad. We just dropped an amazing quiz to help you discover what type of dad you are. Find out what type of father you are and get our custom resources fit to meet the needs and the questions you are asking. Head on over to menarena.org. Join 20,000 men from around the world and find out the type of dad you are. Men in the Arena Army, we salute you. Hey guys, thanks for listening to another episode of the Men in the Arena podcast. I'm Jim Ramos, your guide and your host, leading you to your best version in the stress bubble of life and beyond. Welcome to Spotify's number one podcast for the Christian man. Hey guys, before we get into the interview, I want to share with you one of our hero stories. Remember, our hero stories are stories of life transformation, either you've witnessed in your own life or you've witnessed in the lives of others. This is a really cool hero story. This is number 32, comes from my friend Sam out of the Central Valley in California. Sam is one of our great team leaders. He's got a group of guys, about 20 to 30 guys that meet every week, and he noticed something really cool that he wants to share. Hey guys, before I jump into this hero story, let me share this. If you are a man who leads a small group of other men, let us know that you are doing that so we will send you one of our team captain flags. And we want to get a picture of you and your team holding that flag because we want to celebrate how God is using our material to change the course of history. Guys, and whether you're using our material or not, let us know. We want to partner with you in any way we can. So this is number 32 in our hero stories as we gather one for every day of the year. Sam writes this, at one of our tables during small group, they were talking about leading courageously, which is one of our five essentials to manhood, and stepping up to solve a problem in the world. One of the guys had just been gifted some money, so he and his table group decided to use the money to buy meals for the homeless. They met together over the weekend to assemble lunches and went out together to feed the homeless. When they told the man who had gifted the money, he got choked up and confided that his son was also indeed homeless, and they never knew it. Wow, what a story. Now the table group meets monthly along with their families. The co-worker who gifted the money and his wife to cook for and visit the homeless in our community. Whoa, what an awesome story of transformation. Not only were the guys transformed, but they took their table group and went to transform the lives of others. Man, Sam, thanks for hitting us up there, man. We sure appreciate you and all you do for Men in the Arena. And make sure you send your hero stories to info@meninthearena.org so we can celebrate with you. So stay tuned to the end of this interview as we unleash one of our man laws that you can find in my free online book, Man Laws, 101 Ways to Get Your Man Card Revoked and Rules to Live By. You're going to love the man law for this week. Men, let me introduce to you sisters Shannon Sloan and Amanda Kozlowski. They live in Clarkston, Michigan, which is near Detroit. They are the founders of the Free Bird Initiative, coming alongside sex trafficking survivors. The survivors are provided with practical care, life skills, and support. The sisters also started Ring True, a small give-back business working with human trafficking survivors to provide dignified work opportunities in the USA and Nepal. Guys, I know that we don't have women on the show too often, and this is our first ever time with two women on at the same time. And I'm telling you guys, we have an opportunity that is going to impact you and the women that you love in your life. All right. Hey, gals, it's so good to have you on our show. This is, I mean, out of 700 episodes, we've had like five women, and we've never had two women at the same time. We've never had two sisters. And, I mean, you're two blonde sisters for you guys on YouTube. So, man, this is a great opportunity. Why don't you take a couple minutes and have you each share a little bit about yourself? So I'll start with you, Shannon. So tell us about yourself. And who's the older sister?
I'm the older sister.
Okay, so this is appropriate. Let the older. Yep, for sure. Go ahead.
Okay, so my name is Shannon Sloan. I don't know what you want me to tell you. I'm 41. Me and my sister own the business together, and we founded the nonprofit together. So I don't have any kids. I have a dog.
Tell us about your dog. A little bit about your history.
So we grew up going to church. Our parents are pastors. Our parents are divorced, but our mom and stepdad are pastors. So we do have like a church background. I was married. My husband passed away over like about 10 years ago. So that's a whole situation.
Well, we're glad to have you on the show today. And we're sorry
Thank
for that
you.
Loss. And
yeah, you're redeeming. It's easier to talk about now because it's been a while. So
yeah, that's tough. Yeah. Well, Amanda, how about you? Why don't you tell us a little bit about your story, your history, and all that good stuff?
Sure. Well, this is my sister, my bestie. Like she said, we grew up in the church. We've got two other sisters as well. But the two of us happen to run our business together. So we are seen together quite a bit. But there's more to the crew than what you see here or what you hear here, depending on if you're watching the YouTube or listening to the podcast. Who knows? Anyway, so I'm married. I've got a husband. We've been married for almost 14 years. I've got three kids, a 9-year-old. He's my middle. I'm the middle. So we'll start with him. shout out to all the middles out there. I have my oldest is 12. He just turned 12. And my youngest daughter, she is 5. She's in kindergarten. So that's my people.
That's so funny. Our middle, we have three sons, and our middle son, that poor kid. We've done some horrible things. Like my wife got him Christmas mints and they said, for the middle child, put them in your pocket and forget about them type of thing. So we were always like, what's your name? And he's the only introvert in our family of five extroverts. So the poor guy, he and I are like best friends, but I mean, that guy growing up, he just got the middle. He's like, I'm going to have two or four, but not three.
That's so precious. Yeah. Well, I'm definitely not an introvert. I'm as extrovert as possible. Yeah. So I dare you to try to forget me is what I'm trying to say. So.
Oh yeah. Well, that's just because you're a middle child and people keep trying to forget you. Anyway, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
It's true. You're not wrong.
Well, hey, tell us the story. I need some clarification. So Freebird Initiative and Ring True, are they two sides of the same coin?
Yes, they are. So we actually started the business first. I started the business by myself in 2020. It was during the COVID lockdown. I was working with a nonprofit, and the nonprofit that I worked for had a ton of different projects that we helped, and several of them were anti-human trafficking projects in the Metro Detroit area. So it's something that I was passionate about. And when the COVID lockdown happened, it was tough because my job was out in the community a lot, meeting with people, meeting with the leaders of these different nonprofits to help them do the work that they were doing. And as an extreme extrovert, like I already talked about a little bit, it was just very difficult for me as it was for everybody else. So as a woman of faith, I just was praying about like, God, what am I supposed to do during this time here at home? How can I utilize this time to to continue making a difference in the world. And while I was praying, I had this idea come into my head to start a business with rings that had encouraging words attached to them that women could gift to each other, just as a way to lift each other up. So I took that idea and I said, okay, it was strange because I had never made jewelry in my life. I had never owned a business in my life either. So it felt like an idea that was very much outside of myself, which to me was God speaking to me about that. And I shared that idea with my sister Shannon, and she supported it so much so that she gave me $100 to go buy supplies and said, I think you need to do this. I think you're definitely hearing from God, and I want to support your dream," which for some people that might be a small amount, but for my sister, who already said, you know, she's a widow, and just that's a lot of money. So I felt very loved by that. You're the best.
I believe in you.
So, okay,
I know,
so
you always have.
So let's do this. So Amanda, why don't you tell us, since you started Ring True, tell us your mission of Ring True. So it started as Gals Brian Julie for other gals, but it's not that now.
No, it's not. And through partnership with my sister and coming together in working with her, the business began to grow in a way where now our mission is to provide dignified work opportunities for women who have been rescued out of human trafficking and are currently in safe homes, just getting back on their feet. So again, when I started the business, I was donating a good chunk of the profits back into anti-human trafficking work, just because I'm very passionate about that. And the business continued to grow in such a way that I couldn't do it alone anymore. I was feeling very overwhelmed. I'm up until 3 in the morning, you know, making jewelry by myself. I've got 3 little kids, and I said, this isn't going to work for me.
And because the lockdown was over.
Yeah. Yeah. And everything started lifting, and I was like, regular life was picking back up. And I'm like, I have this business, but I have my job as well. So I called my sister and I said, I need to give it up. Like, it's overwhelming, and I'm not going to sacrifice my family over like having a business. She said, don't do that. You know,
like, God gave you this idea. You cannot give up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I said, fine. So you got to help me.
I was like, I'm all in.
Yeah.
So Amanda, at what point did the business transition from Shannon, at what point did the business transition from Amanda making all the jewelry to these women making the jewelry and it becoming the Free Bird Initiative? Walk us through that process.
Okay, so yeah, like she said, she was making everything. She tried to train me and it was a no-go. I was like, I could not do this. So clearly we need to find people to hire. So we had thought about it and we wanted to be super intentional about who we hire. I mean, we could look for who is the least costly person to hire.
Train a teenager, pay him 10 bucks, you know,
have her kids do it. But we're like, no, we can make an impact with who we hire. So my sister and I have both been on a couple missions trips. The most recent one I had been on was working with women who were rescued out of human trafficking. It was in Nepal, and it's with an organization called Our Daughters International. So after they rescue, it's an amazing organization. And after they rescue the women, if it's not safe for them to go back home with their families, because a lot of times, unfortunately, their own family might have sold them into trafficking or tricked them into going and thinking they're getting like a job somewhere, being a nanny or like working at a hotel. And really, they were going to be going to a brothel and being trafficked. So if it's not safe to go home, they're able to offer them a safe home. And then it's a Christian-based organization, which is really cool because the actual religion in Nepal, the national religion, is Hindu. So it's they're kind of like an undercover situation where, you know, they're teaching them about Jesus, showing them God's love, helping them be restored. And then once they're like past that part, then to look towards the future, they can pick a job that they want to pursue. There's totally different kinds. Like, they can be electricians, which is so cool. They can be a chef. They can be a seamstress. And so we thought to ask them, what if we could ask if they could be making our jewelry? Like, we could go and train them. And so they said yes. And it was so awesome. So we got to travel there at the end of 2022 together. Mm-hmm. And we got to go look for like beads and supplies in Kathmandu, which was really cool. And then we got to be with the ladies training them how to make our products. And we're able to pay full time one girl there her name is Durga. She had been rescued for only 3 months when we got there. I think she was 17 when she got rescued.
No, she was 19.
Oh, sorry. She was 19. She had a man's name tattooed on her, like down her wrist, and half of her face was like severely burnt.
Yeah, she had just intentional burn marks that you could see all over her whole body. And when we first met her, she was very just closed off, very
Quiet.
quiet, definitely had a lot of walls up,
Very
and
serious about doing the work because we're like Americans that came to train her, and it's like a big opportunity for her.
she
And
quickly learned that we're nuts and we like to laugh a lot, so
Like we wanted her to know we're not cracking the whip.
no.
Like we are actually lunatics and we love you. And please, please, we're just here to have fun with you and train you.
Yeah, we just wanted her to feel loved. We went all the way to Nepal just to show this young woman that we believed in her, that we wanted her to know that she was amazing and that she could do anything. So,
So, okay, so
yeah.
you got a couple questions burning up in me.
Yeah.
I was under the impression in Detroit when I spoke and met you two that these women lived in America. So it sounds like these women that are working for the Free Burn Initiative slash Ring True are actually living in Nepal.
Well, that's how we started. So
Well.
the first organization that we started working with was Our Daughters International, because that was they because they invited us to come. They were the first ones to invite us to be a part of working with the survivors. But the nonprofit that I was working with, I had connections with a few different organizations here in the States. And when Shannon and I got back home from Nepal, I looked at her and I said, I really loved what we got to do in Nepal, but I know that here in the United States, human trafficking is a huge problem. I didn't realize that human trafficking, like the United States is the highest consumer of human trafficking in the world. I didn't know that, and it blew my mind. So here we had traveled all the way across the world to work with these young women in another country. And truly, that made me feel better thinking that this is an out there problem, right? It made me feel better thinking this is happening somewhere else in the world. But I knew that it was happening here because of the connections and the friendships that we had made with Hope Against Trafficking in Pontiac, which is another organization that we're now partnered with. And we talked about it and we said, it's good to make a difference there, but we have to make a difference here at home as well. So Hope Against Trafficking is about 10 minutes away from where I live, where my family lives here in the United States. And we work with those ladies there on a regular basis. We're there every other week, sitting with the ladies, training them, picking up bracelets that they've made. And we have, I would say, about 90% of the work that's done making jewelry for our business is done in the United States. We still have the one young woman in Nepal that we trained and connected with, and we're never going to give her up because we went all the way there to meet her and work with her. And if she's the only one we ever work with in Nepal, it was absolutely worth it.
We love her.
We love her. But we're certainly focused on and connected with several organizations here in the States. And our hope and dream is to grow so that we can move outside of just Michigan and work with safe homes all across the United States and offer women who have been rescued right here the opportunity to have a dignified work, that they can do right inside the safe home
Now,
here in the States.
Amanda, you mentioned something earlier, and I'm going to have Shannon speak to this. So, what percentage of these women that you rescued are actually sold into sex slavery by family members? I mean, it sounded like that's the story that you relayed. Is that a high number? Is that a high percentage?
I think in Nepal, for sure, it is. I don't know the exact percentage. Another thing about us is that the specific survivors that we work with, we never ask them their stories. We would never be like, "So tell us what happened." Like, it's not like the word on the street that we want to hear. If they open up to us and tell us, that's amazing, and we're there for them. But we're there to just like spend time with them and show them that there's hope. So sometimes we hear their stories, and then other, like most of the time, we don't. And a lot of times we'll go there 1 week and then the girl that we met, isn't there the next week. So, because it's a safe home, so they can come and go. It's not like they have to be there. So, we meet a lot of different ones and there's lots of different stories. But I do think in the other countries, more it's the family. Here, it's more like online grooming.
That's just it just this whole thing angers me, which is why I've got you two ladies on the podcast. So Amanda, I keep hearing this phrase safe house. I hear free bird, which reminds me of a Lyndon Skynyrd song that's on my playlist.
And
But
we
my
have our
question
shirts,
here,
FBI.
free bird and oh, I was
Free
wondering
Bird
about that. I was
Initiative.
like, and she's got a, I thought that was a, okay. So here's my question. So, somebody might say, And I'm teeing this up for you because I already know the answer. Well, why don't they just go to McDonald's or go get a job? Why do they need you if they're already in a safe house, if they're already free? Why do they need help? So speak, and I know the answer. I just want you to speak to why this is so important and so vital for us as men. So males are the problem here, right? So you know, the wide, massive percentage of users are males. I say males because a man doesn't do that. And so we want, we have males have caused a problem, and we have you on the podcast because we want to have men help with the solution. So what does this mean by safe house, and why do they need one, and why do they need an organization like Ring True to come in and say, hey, we want to hire you? Talk to us about this free, safe tension.
Yeah. So when the ladies are rescued out of trafficking, a lot of times they're relocated. We've worked with women from all over the United States, and they might come here to Michigan. If they're in hiding, they're still being pursued by traffickers. So they'll relocate to the safe homes here that are widely known throughout the country that this is a place where women can go. So, you know, law enforcement across the country know that there are several different types of these places that ladies can go. And we're lucky enough to be partnered with the ones that are close by to us. But the reason why the ladies, when they come to the safe home, that they can't just go out into the public is there's a lot of them are so deeply traumatized from what has happened to them that they have to go through extensive trauma therapy just to get back to a regular functioning level of a normal human. So to be able to hold down like a 9-to-5 job somewhere or even like cover a shift at a McDonald's would be even further traumatizing for them, you know, whether they have people in crowds that are, you know, pressing in around them, or it just depends on, you know, like what it is their particular trauma is. So some of them do, and some of them are able to go out and get a job somewhere. And we have met some ladies who are not confined to the safe home, but typically those ladies have been in the safe home and have been in recovery for at least a year or two at that point, to where they get to a level where they can go out and secure something. So what we're able to do with our business is we're able to bring all of our supplies directly to the women inside the safe home. We sit side by side with them at the dinner table in the safe home and teach them how to do the work of making jewelry. It's not hard. You know, it is really not a complicated thing to do. Mm-hmm. Anyone can do it, except for my sister. I tried to train her. She's horrible at it. God bless you. So anyone besides her, I taught my 12-year-old son how to do it.
I'm
so.
A spreadsheet nerd, okay?
She's the business side of things. She's got her reason for being here.
She has so many gifts and talents. Stringing beads is not one of them. But any of the ladies, I could teach them how to do it. And it's almost like art therapy for them. It's therapeutic. You know, you're taking a little needle and you're stringing these tiny beads to make all this like pretty stuff that we have, all of our sparkly jewels. And they love it. And it's girl stuff. You know, we're sitting side by side. We're telling stories. We're laughing. We're telling jokes. Like Shannon said, we don't dig into their past. It would be like somebody walking up to you and expecting you to feel comfortable sharing with them the most horrible thing that's ever happened to you, a stranger. Like, and this happens to these ladies all the time. People feel entitled to their trauma.
Like, what's your story?
What's your story?
That must have been so hard.
It's just unbelievable to me. And I would never walk up to another human and expect them to share their deepest trauma with me. So when the ladies do open up to us, and a lot of times it will be after several times of meeting them and hours of working side by side, if at some point they feel comfortable telling us what's happened to them, we feel deeply honored. Like, thank you for feeling strong enough to share with us that story. And look at you now. Look at the strong woman that you are now and the work and effort that you've put into healing. And we believe in you, and you're working so hard on this jewelry. Like, you really have what it takes to do amazing things. You know, that's our role with them. That's what we get to do. And it's pretty incredible.
I just love what you guys are doing. My wife is passionate about this. So here's my question. I'm a dude listening right now. I'm driving home from work. I've got a wife. I've got a 7-year-old girl, a daughter. Mm-hmm. I've got a 12-year-old daughter. Or maybe I'm a dude who's in my 50s. I've got a, you know, wife. I've got a 20-year-old daughter. I've got a 22-year-old daughter-in-law. You know, and so to me, this is a win-win. When I met you guys in Detroit, I thought, this is so cool because I'm a dude. I need help. I've got a woman who wants to be pursued and she's worthy. I've got a granddaughter who wants to be pursued and she's worthy. I've got two daughters-in-law that want to be pursued and they're worthy. And so, but I'm a guy and I need help. You know, we need help. And so we, you know, we need our ladies to help us. And so my thought here is, what's the win-win here for a guy? Like, I want to support sex trafficking, but, you know, I've got other issues too with the women in my life, trying to love them better. Tell us how you can come alongside and partner with our men listening. These guys are in the stress bubble. They're raising families. How do you partner with them in this process and get a win-win for the ladies that you're helping, for marriages? I mean, you guys are really kind of a bridge between two different groups of women. So how do you help? How do you help us guys?
I love that question. And I want to tell you, my sister and I have been blown away by the men's conferences that we've been invited to, like the one that we met you at. You would not believe what a group of godly men can do. And you know what? Honestly, you would believe, because your listeners and the people that you're connecting with on a regular basis, you do see what those men are able to do. When godly men come together and help fight against something as evil as this, it is so incredible and so empowering for all of the women involved, including my sister and I, to be received and welcomed in a situation like that, where it's a men's conference. We felt so uncomfortable walking in the door, and that was totally unfounded, because when the men in that crowd learned who we are, what we're doing, they rallied to support.
They did. It was the best.
Yeah.
Honestly, she's right. We were, before we did it the first year, so this is the second year that we met you. The year before, we had never done a men's conference ever. And we were like, what are we doing here? We don't belong here. This is weird. Like, they're going to, like, let's see ourselves out. And then we were like totally gobsmacked by how awesome it was. And like, we met so many friends. And then we saw them this year, the same volunteers, the guys, you know, that were there. We're like, yes, we love you. Like,
yeah, it was so wonderful. And for the men that are listening here, and for the friends that we've met in the crowd, you are in the stress bubble. And on top of balancing your family, taking care of your family, doing just the work that you're called to do, you know, in the business world, or if you're in ministry, whatever that is, there's so much that is pressing in around everybody, carrying the weight of all of those things. And then to just think about human trafficking in general, the idea of being able to do something to help with that is too much. Like, it's just like, and on top of that, how am I supposed to fix this issue? You know? So I do get that. And I do have, you know, a heart for that. So what I'd love to share with you is a program that my sister and I created for people who love Jesus, who want to help partner in the fight against human trafficking. We've got a monthly subscription service where it's really a sponsorship program for the ladies that we work with. It's a $20 a month plus shipping, where you get a brand new piece of jewelry every month that the ladies are making. It is a consistent way to provide work for the ladies. And this is actually how we are able to gauge when we can hire or bring on a new survivor in an employment way with our business. And if you want to, do you want to show them kind of one of the things?
I brought it in the packaging. So it comes packaged super cute. Each month, it's like a special exclusive.
Yeah. And for your listeners on the podcast, I know your YouTubers are going to be able to see this, but your listeners on the podcast will kind of describe what you get. It's a brand new piece of jewelry that comes on adorable packaging. It has an encouraging word up top, and then like a little quote on the bottom, just with a uplifting quote, you know, and then you'll get a hand signed card from the lady that worked on this particular piece. So here, you know what, I'll try to hold like that.
Lori.
Yeah. So you can see the name of the lady who made this particular piece and know that you've supported her work that month. And this is the way that we are going to be able to spread this help and this support for survivors nationwide. This is something that we can bring to survivors in safe homes everywhere. If we have people who sign up for this $20 a month program, we're able to hire new ladies. And it's also, well, I was talking with my sister about this, it really flips the script on, here, I feel bad for you. Here's a $20 handout. I'm gonna donate to, you know, just to help you get back on your feet.
It's,
you know,
much more empowering.
Yes, it empowers the women. Mm-hmm. It lifts them up. It says, I believe that you can make something beautiful. I believe in the work that you're doing, and I want to support you on your healing journey. And then, you know, at the same time, you're getting a beautiful gift. So you guys out there who are looking for a way to like love your wives or your daughters, your granddaughters, well, you get a new piece piece of jewelry every month that you can gift to one of the ladies in your life.
And you can sign up for like alternating sizes, because we have people that do have like a wife and a couple kids or grandkids or whatever else. And they can sign up, like 1 month we'll send the child size, the next month will be the small adult size. So like they can hand them out to different people. It helps spread awareness. Mm-hmm. It's a conversation starter. If you're giving it as a gift to like a younger person, it's like a kind of a segue into like, hey, you know, it's uncomfortable to talk to kids about trafficking, but you need to.
Yeah.
Because that's who they're targeting.
Well, because they may be the ones targeted. So Amanda, you did a great job of articulating all these gifts, and you made a comment that I want to ask Shannon about, because she's the non-beater admin side of you two. So you said that this money, $20 a month, can go to hire new workers. So the question I have in my man brain is, okay, give me a goal, girls. How many subscriptions do you need to hire one new worker, right? Because we don't, Men in the Arena, we're a men's ministry, but we don't believe in weak women. We believe strong women make strong men.
Yep.
We believe that women are not victims, but they're victors. So we, you know, it's one thing to give to a woman, but it's another thing to empower her. Mm-hmm. And I love what you're doing here, because you're saying, hey, you're going to earn it, but we want to help you. And so it's just, I love what you guys are doing. So Shannon, how many subscriptions, annual subscriptions, do you need to hire another woman who's rescued out of the sex trade?
So it's around 20. So every 20 new subscriptions, we would have enough work to have another survivor be able to work on that without taking away work from a different survivor that's already doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, 20. So in the men's conference that we did last year, we were able to hire around 6 new survivors just from that conference alone. It was incredible. So when I say we were blown away, that is why.
Like completely.
It was so unexpected to experience just that kind of rallying, that kind of support around this mission. We were able to go into a brand new safe home and work with ladies that we had never worked with before, a place that we had never been to before. And that's the kind of thing that we want to do. I mean, it's not easy to work with survivors. It doesn't make our business easier. It makes everything much more difficult for us to do. They make the product wrong. A lot of times we have to go back and teach them, sit down again, show, hey, let's show you how to do it again. You know, so it's a ministry as much as it is a business. You know, we want to partner with them and continue to work with them and love them and support them. So when other people can catch that vision and come alongside it, I mean, you can buy a gift or jewelry for somebody from anywhere, and you could probably get it cheaper too. You know, I mean, $20 isn't really that bad for a beautiful piece of jewelry, but with this, you know that you're truly changing somebody's life.
Well, yeah. You're talking $240 a year. And you're changing somebody's life, but you're also changing the lives of the women that you love, because you're sharing. I'm just thinking to myself, because I'm thinking, because when we get offline, Shannon's going to subscribe me. So I'm one. So if we have 19 other guys, then we've just hired one worker for you, right? So it'd be fun if we can get some kind of promo code, so guys can go to your website and enter in like Arena Man or something. And so you can track how many people sign up off of this episode. So here's a question I have as a, you know, I'm not just a hair club, you know, the manager, I'm a user, right? So, so I'm going to order this. I've got two mid 20 year old daughters-in-law. I've got a 8 year old granddaughter, and I've got a beautiful middle range aged wife. And so, so how do I, and these come to my house specifically, then I have to also then gift that with a note or something. And so how do I determine, I know that you said that we can do this, but how do I determine what sizes and when I get them?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's a good question. When you're checking out, there's a spot that says order notes. So you can type in that you want alternating sizes. You can type whatever you want in that box. So if you said, you know, if you knew specifically like every third month, I want this size, I don't know how many of your listeners are going to be that detailed, but we do receive those notes and it shows up right within order. Or you could send an email to hello@ringtrueco.com and we'll make sure that that gets taken care of.
Yeah. I just want to say too, the rings are stretchy. So they either you can pick child size, which is for like how old? like 12 and under,
I would say
10
like
and under.
5 to 12, yeah.
Five, okay, so child size is like a little person, and then the smaller size is like a ring size 7.5 or under. Me and my sister both wear the larger size,
Yes.
so you know they're just stretchy. I like to wear them on my middle finger. She likes to wear them on her thumb. So we like wear the biggest one possible. So it's either child, small, or large.
Yeah. And then
So
we also have bracelets too. Like
that
this
was
is
my
one of
next
our best
question.
sellers. It's a pink opal bracelet and it comes on the card with a little note, like I said. And they're just the bracelets are all stretchy or adjustable size as well. And the ladies hand make all of these products, and every time you get something new, it's going to come with one of those hand signed cards from the
I
lady that worked on
love
this
and put it. You
piece.
can put it on your fridge on a magnet, fridge magnet. So I have another question, non-related. Well, a little bit related. So for Christmas, one of my board members got me a I call it a prayer bracelet. It was a big black. What's that black stone called?
Onyx.
Onyx. And I lost it duck hunting.
Oh
I
dear.
lost it duck hunting. So now I don't pray anymore. So that's been a problem. But my question
Oh
is, do
no.
they make any? Are there? Because I mean, this is great stuff. But some of our guys like to wear jewelry, and those onyx bracelets are really popular. Are there any
Yep.
jewelry? Are there any bracelets for a dude? Just say, hey man, you know, I have 12 a year for my women. That's a lot. I want one for me once a year. I mean, are there any products for men?
Yeah. Funny you should ask, because we brought two of them, and one is the onyx. It's like a
Oh,
lava
are you?
stone black.
And that's a oh, that's the exact one.
And then this one here is really cool because recently we have partnered with law enforcement. So I'm not sure if you've heard of Flint, Michigan before. Flint. Okay, so we live decently close to that, like within a half hour. And so the sheriff of that county, it's called Genesee County. His name is Sheriff Chris Swanson. He is amazing. He loves Jesus. He is the best. He created a task force that it's called GHOST, and it stands for Genesee Human Oppression Strike Team. So him and his like officers, they like chat with predators online and bust them and find. They just rescued a 15-year-old girl from getting kidnapped like last weekend, and so they go and they kick the door down and they rescue and like get these guys and throw them in jail. They make sure they do everything by the book so they can be prosecuted too. Because a lot of times they slither out of it because something got wrong, like done wrong. And so he's so awesome. So he has been a big supporter of us because obviously he cares a lot about trafficking survivors. And so we were on the local news like a couple months ago and he came and like talked on the news. The news was like fangirling over him that he was there because it's like he's a big deal. Like
He's
we
pretty
love
cool.
this man. He collaborated with us to make this awesome ghost bracelet. So that's like the logo because they're like undercover. So they're like undercover busting these bad guys. And then we have like these five yellow for like standing for ghost, like the letters of it. So it's really cool. And so when people order this, it's on our website right now. They get a card that Sheriff Swanson signed on one side, and then the survivor that made it signed on the other side. And then the box is really cool too. It like talks how it was made in a safe home by survivors. There's actually a ghost certification that people can do where it's like free and you go on the Genesee County website, which I can tell you guys that in a
This is,
second.
yeah, the back of it has like a QR code on it that you can check out for to get to the training that actually teaches you about all of the things that traffickers will do and all of the different ways that they try to trick people into being trafficked. That and so for this ghost bracelet, it supports the survivors that the ghost team is rescuing, but it also is something that you can use to get trained in how to fight against human trafficking yourself in your own area. And this is something that people can connect with nationwide, even though Sheriff Swanson is here in Michigan in Genesee County. The training is people are using it all over the
It's
United
so
States.
helpful. It tells you like apps that kids go on that you would never think that there's like chat rooms on it and like what to look for. They have audio of actual predators talking and you can hear how the predator's talking and like it's crazy. And the bracelet can be for we have it in a smaller size too, so I'm wearing it so it can be a woman or a man, like a man can wear it. It's so cool. It's like the coolest thing. This is my cool hand here with this, and then this is my pretty. I
Oh,
wore
that's so
both.
funny. So, well, you know, what's interesting is that we've formed alliances with Mission First Alliance and then Christian Peace Officers Association. So we have a lot of our law enforcement men and women and peace officers listening to this episode. So we believe firmly in that. So I think any alliance we can form with the good guys,└ is a strong alliance. Wow.
I love that. We always say all the time, we wish we could be the ones that are kicking down the doors and busting bad guys. We just know that that's not in our gift mix. Like, we are not those people, but the part that we can do is the aftercare part, where we can come alongside those ladies who are rescued, and we can sit with them and help them in their time of healing. And we can offer an opportunity for anybody anywhere to support that through the program that we already mentioned with you. Just a beautiful way to come along and fight against trafficking on the other side of things.
Yeah.
We went and we presented these bracelets. We had our survivors make it for the whole GHOST team. There's like 26 officers, I think. And we actually brought one of the survivors with us, because it was like not a public event. It was like a, even the officers can't be on camera, because a lot of them are, most of them are undercover.
Yeah. Right?
And so, but they were, I thought something cool that they said was, they were telling the survivor who came with us, thank you for being brave enough to come here. And because she said thank you to them. And they said, we usually only see the survivors on the very like worst day of their life. Like, they're, we just rescued them out, and then we never see them again. So like, it was cool for them to see one who's like moving forward and having success and like healing. So
this is this is so cool, you guys. I love this program. I love what you guys are doing. I think it just gives men an opportunity to change a world that has been devastated by males.
Yeah.
So I appreciate this. So why don't you give us your website? And so is there, I mean, is there a code for men? Can they give you a code, or should they just write down, heard about this through Men in the Arena podcast, or how would they access that?
Arena Men is great. Just all lowercase, Arena Men, no spaces in there.
And that, then if they have the and then do the size preference. So they could even just write Arena and then put dash, like the size that they want each month. The way they can have it shipped directly to other people. Like, it doesn't have to be, I mean, they have to pick one address and it will always go there. So like, we have men that have multiple, like they have two daughters, one's in Kansas, one's in Florida. So each month we send it to their daughters, or we send them all to the man and then they give it out as gifts to whoever.
Yeah. So some people save them up and give them out at Christmas time. They'll have 12. You get one every month. They'll just put it in a drawer, save it till the end of the year and give them out,
That's
you know, at
idea.
Christmas time.
That's
and the website,
idea.
Do you want us to say the
website?
Well,
yeah, because we need to get there and do it.
Yeah. So it's ringtrueco.com. So ringtrueco.com. And then you just kind of scroll to the middle of our website. You'll see something called the Ring of the Month program. So that's how they sign up for that. But if, you know, if they're, if they don't want to sign up for the Ring of the Month program, we have like, I mean, we have tons of stuff, bracelets, we have men's rings, like they're anxiety fidget rings. So they're fun to like roll around on your hand. We have people that have anxiety that like just mess with them when they're on phone calls or in meetings or whatever. That's the point of the rings. We have little girl bestie bands.
These are
so those are like little girls that keep one and give one to their best friend,
little
and like little
flower
rings.
Yeah.
So there's lots of stuff on the website, including the GHOST bracelets. And but the Ring of the Month is the one that we get the most excited about. So and I also wanted to clarify for you about what Freebird is, because I know we never got to that. But so Ring True is our business. And while we've had our business, we had so many people who love what we're doing that just want to come up and like donate. And we're like, well, we're a business, so we can't like give you a tax write-off. But you're awesome. Thank you. So it happened so many times, and we were so blessed that so many people care about this, that we decided to start like a branch of our business that is the nonprofit side. And we named it the Freebird Initiative, because, you know, the ladies are like free birds. And so a lot of our bracelets have birds, like if you can see here, these little birds hanging off. And so that's in honor of the ladies. And on the front, it shows like the birds like flying. And so that is the nonprofit. And that is like everything. Some ladies need rides to get to the doctor's office, or to learn how to cook. One girl, her parents like trapped her and never let her learn how to cook or clean or do anything. She lived on their bedroom floor, and that was her life.
Yeah.
And so just skills, life skills. And so that's
it's
what
all
Freebird
the additional, does. Just additional life skills support. You know, the business, our mission is to provide dignified work opportunities for women in the safe home. And that's it. But there's so much more that the ladies need, so much more love that we would love to give to them. So the nonprofit side allows us to help with those additional things that we can help them with.
Including we're fundraising to for a building because we would love a space to have survive. Because right now we go strictly to the safe homes, but we don't really have a space. So we're kind of hoping God provides through our nonprofit as well for that to fundraise for a building. It would be nice to be able to have events for like ladies to come, maybe ladies that don't live in the safe home. So the Free Bird is freebirdinitiative.org.
Okay, so ringtrueco.com. If I want to subscribe for a year or purchase jewelry.
Yeah, you got it.
And for give me the other website.
Freebirdinitiative.org.
Freebirdinitiative.org. If I just flat out want to start supporting monthly. Thanks so much for coming on our show. Men, make sure you head on over and get a subscription for a year. Or if you are passionate about this cause, man, just start supporting this great, great mission to rescue women out of sex trafficking.
Thank you.
We are so grateful.
Such an honor to talk to you. And it's an honor to get to know men through your podcast who are really making a difference in this world. Godly men can really change the world. So we're so excited to get to know them. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You're so well. You know, I'll tell you what, males cause the problem, men fix it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let me take the time this morning to share with you one of our 101 man laws that you can find in my book, Man Laws, 101 Ways to Have Your Man Card Revoked and Rules to Live By. This is man law number 42, and it is simply this. And this man law is one that I thought up after 32 years of marriage and being trained through failure. I learned this lesson a long time ago, and I actually help clean the house now, so I really appreciate this man law. So man law number 42 is this. If you are a guest somewhere and you run out of toilet paper while using the toilet, make sure you replace the toilet paper roll with the paper on the side that the owner of the home uses, whether over the front or behind the back. Now, in my household, if you come, you're going to have to put that toilet paper over the front. The life rule is simply this: be a good house guest. Guys, if you like this episode and you've got a bro out there who's got women in his life that he needs to pursue, his wife, his daughters-in-law, his granddaughters, make sure you shoot a link of this episode over to him so he can get involved in this win-win opportunity to pursue the women in his life that who love him and to make a difference in this world. Until next time, feel the wet sand on the arena floor, hear the deafening roar of the crowd, taste the sweetness of victory, smell the stench of battle, get in the game, get dirty, grind it out, and be a man.